breakthrough. Who believes that? Come on, I said, God is the God of breakthrough. Who believes that? Let's try that again. God is the God of breakthrough. Who believes that? Who believes that our God is a miracle worker? Come on, if you believe our God is a miracle worker, I want you to give him a shout. Who believes our God is a way maker? Come on, I said, who believes our God is a way maker in this place? Give him a shout. Who believes that our God is a light in our darkness? If you believe it, give him a shout. Come on, that's the kind of God that we serve. Now, hear me quickly. We, as the people of God, we do not have to fight darkness. We simply switch on the light. We waste time fighting darkness. We are the light of the world. I said, we are the light of the world. Wherever we go, we turn on the light. What do you mean, vessel, we turn on the light? Well, Christ is the light. He's the light of the world, and because he's the light, we are the light. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, we are a city on a hill that cannot be shaken. So I want to tell you this morning, we're not going to fight darkness. This morning, we're just going to simply switch on the light. Is that fine? Now, I'm going to read something. Before I'm going to read this, I want to say this. The book of John, chapter 6, Jesus said the following words. He says that my words are spirit and they are life. Now, I want you to repeat with me. I want you to say, my words are spirit and they are life. For those of you who haven't said it, you don't believe it. So let's try that again. My words are spirit and they are life. There's not one instance where God spoke a word and something didn't happen. In the beginning of creation, he just said a simple word, let there be light, and light came. It wasn't a long planning ahead. Who understands what I'm saying? His words are spirit and they are life. You see, what you need this morning is not natural, it's spiritual. Your breakthrough that you need is not natural, it's spiritual. When it happens in the spirit, it manifests in the natural. This is why he says, my words are spirit and they are life. So what this means, that when the word goes out, when the word proceeds, as Isaiah says, my word shall not come back void. It shall not come back empty. It will come back with a weight. Who believes that his word is yes and amen this morning? That his words cannot lie. So Jesus said, he said, when I speak spirit-filled words. And when I speak, life produces. The word of God always produces life. When you have a dead situation, it's time to speak the word of God into your situation. And life comes to existence. Who believes me in this place? This is what John 6 says. Now, I want to quickly show you the God of breakthrough. The year just started. As you all know, that we are busy buying this property. Who knows that, by the way? And for those of you who do not know behind the scenes, you will not know what I'm talking about. But for those of you who knows behind the scenes, to keep this place open every month is very, very expensive. For those of you who do not know, our budget is $250,000 every month. We are 1 year old at the moment. And God has done it up to today. But I'm going to tell you something. I woke up. And early morning, I got an email of the directors and the owners of this place, and they wanted 70,000 rand. They said, yes, our bank account, we want 70,000, just deposit. And I thought, wow, they've got great faith in me, thinking that 70,000 just fall out of the sky, and I'm going to quickly deposit the 70,000. Long story short, if you know Vessel de Brein, I'm a sweet tooth. I go for my taart and my koeken and my chocolates. Is dat nooit zin in, hè? Ik weet om te bid. So in any case, I said to some of the guys that were here with me, hallelujah. So let's go to Spur and buy. If you haven't been to Spur, go to Spur and buy a peppermint crisp tart. Oh, it's on. In any case, so we went to Spur and I've ordered a peppermint crisp tart. So we were about four or five guys that were sitting outside and having this nice tart. Now, in my mind, I know what we need here, and et cetera, et cetera. But here comes the waitress. And I see the waitress comes, and she smiles, and God says, today is your day. You're going to bless this woman today. And I'll bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh. And so I was, you know, suppressing it. And she comes back again, and God says, she needs 1,000 rand. She's praying for 1,000 rand. And I thought, Lord, I'm praying for 70,000. 1,000 is closer. Who knows what I'm talking about? Yeah. All right, come on. Where's the people that knows what I'm talking about? So I couldn't under-press no more. I said to Dylan, run to the ATM and draw 500 rand for me, please. He's dead. So here he goes. And I heard the Spirit of God said, I told you 1,000. I didn't tell you 500. And I felt that conviction. I said, Dylan, it's 1,000. It's not 500. Did I pay 400 extra? You know? So he came back with the money. And here comes the bill. And I write the exact same amount of the bill so I could see her face. I see her face. It's like, oh. And no tip. So I pulled out the 1,000. I said to the lady, the Lord has sent me here to bless you. And when I gave her the money, tears popped into her eyes. She became bleak. She wanted to jump. She wanted to cry. She wanted to shout. She didn't know what to do. And I saw her face, I saw the face of breakthrough. Amen. You better hear me. I saw the face of breakthrough. And she said, thank you, thank you. I said, no, thank Jesus. He sent me here for this cake, for this lovely cake. Oh, my, nah cake. And he didn't just send me for, this is the reason why God gave me a sweet tooth, because he's the God of breakthrough. He knew that there's somebody praying for breakthrough. And do you know what I did? Oh, this is what Vessel to Brain did. I said, God, if you need somebody to do something for you, come to me first. Don't use me as a second or third choice. Come to me first. So God is coming to me first and says, are you list for a lack of sticky tart? Yes, Lord. Go to Spur. Yes, Lord. Oh, the Heer my blessing to sticky tart. No, you're going to do the blessing. And when I gave that 1,000 rand, I saw breakthrough on her face. Who hears me in this place? I saw breakthrough. She wanted to shout. And do you know what? When I saw her face, I became emotional. And everybody on that table became emotional. So we drove back to church. And I never give with the mindset of receiving. I give because I love. If you love, you're one of the greatest givers in the world. Who knows what I'm talking about? Oh, come on. If you believe it, give Jesus a shout of praise. And there's a reason why I say this. So I was so excited about this woman, and I was crying afterwards because I said to God, if you know me, my wife, you saw that picture that I posted on Facebook, we pray for people. It's even if she just tells me what's wrong with people, we always cry. She always cries about because of compassion for people. This is what we have. So we were crying about this woman. And so I went to bed. The next morning when I woke up, there was a payment of 70,000 for this building in our account. Now you do the maths. I've sowed 1,000, not because I wanted something back, but because I've obeyed God, the God of breakthrough. And for you, you might say, oh, 1,000 rand. For you, it's nothing. For that woman, it meant the world. That woman was praying for that kind of breakthrough. Hallelujah. And last night I heard again, are you listening for that? Yeah, oh, God. Ask op a diet. Am I speaking to the right crowd, by the way? I was praying, we needed a breakthrough of 70,000. And here's God saying, there's a woman out there needs 1,000. And I want you to be the blessing. Because blessing doesn't, this is key that people need to understand. I don't know why I throw this in, but I throw this in free of charge. The Bible says God gives seed to the sower. Many people don't have seed to sow because they're not sowers. God says he supplies the seed to the sower. If you're a sower, seed will always find your hands. I said seed will always find your hands. Why? Because God is using people to bring breakthrough. You don't hear me in this place. God needed Vessel to pray to have a sweet tooth, to go to Spur, to say, listen, lady, what you have been praying for is here right now. God has heard the petition of your heart. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I won't even say it, but I'm going to say it. I went to bed with somebody on my heart tremendously. Tremendously. I'm teaching on breakthrough. Is that fine? Yeah. And so I went to bed with somebody tremendously on my heart. I started praying. I said, Lord, show me what's wrong with them. What can I do for them? And I started praying. And God revealed something to me. So the next morning I woke up and I said to my wife, I said, we have to pray for this couple now. There's a big burden on me. So I was praying again. I said, Lord, what? And God showed me a car. I saw the word C-A-R, car. Whew, car. Hello. I liked it. So I saw the word car. We started praying. And God said, help them pay the last bill of the car off. I said, Lord, send the money. You said, you see, give seed to the sower.
Amen.
Who needs seed?
Amen.
Yeah. You must become a sower.
Amen.
Amen. So So we were praying about this, and God provided the money. So I called this family and said, we're paying off the car. So we paid off the car. Do you know what happened? I didn't have the money. Listen to me. When I paid the money, God paid the money back. The amount that I gave them. Exactly the same amount come back. I didn't have the, listen, if you think about this, I had to pay somebody else's car off, okay? And even if it wasn't a big amount, who cares about the amount? The thing is, the money that I released came back. Amen. Why? Because he's the God of breakthrough. Amen. So I was trusting God to give me a breakthrough for them, and he did. And when I gave them the breakthrough that I was praying for them, God gave me my breakthrough. Because he's the God of breakthrough. Am I speaking to the right church this morning? He's a God of breakthrough. And this is the key what I want to quickly show you. If you're ready for this. Are you ready for this? My words are spirit and they are life. You know, this is not about telling the left hand what the right hand is doing. This is about Jesus says that you have to be a light to the world. That people see your good work so that they can glorify your Father in heaven. This is what this is all about. I want to tell you that we serve a God of great breakthrough. But with breakthrough comes great listening. You have to be so obedient towards God. Now, I'm going to show you obedience right now. Jesus says that my words, they are spirit and they are life. In other words, if you need a breakthrough, can I speak to people that needs a breakthrough right now? I'm speaking to people that needs a ridiculous breakthrough. People that needs a small breakthrough even. People that need a breakthrough so huge that you don't even know how would it be possible for God to do it. If you are one of them, wave at me right now like you just don't care. You can slap the person next to you. Just let heaven see. Come on, I said let heaven see. Where's the people that need breakthrough? Stand to your feet if you say, Vessel, this morning I need a huge breakthrough. I need God to do something for me supernaturally. Brother George, please get on this keyboard for me. Come on, I want people that says I need breakthrough. I want to hear your voice and you say, I need breakthrough this morning, Lord. Lord, I need you to do something supernaturally for me. Come on, for the next 2 minutes, I want to hear you that you believe that God is a God of supernatural breakthrough. That he is the God that is more than enough. Come on. If you believe that he's the God, that the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, now I want to hear you right now. You are faithful. Now, you're ready to receive the word. Now, I want to tell you, just take your seat for a moment. Person that needs breakthrough. If you look at the life of Bartimaeus, he wasn't silent. He was shouting. Am I speaking truth? This is what the Bible says. Who needs breakthrough? No, sit down. You're not going to get breakthrough. People, do you know what makes me sick and tired of people? And I say this again. I love people, but I love the truth of God's word more. People need healing, but they don't go to church. And then they call you, come to my house. No, you come to church. You do what they did 2,000 years ago. They crawled through the crowds to touch the hem of his garment. When the church was too full, the house, church was too full, they broke open the roof. People were desperate. Come on, when blind Bartimaeus needed a miracle, what did he do? He didn't say, well, maybe it's not his time. When he walks by, well, whatever. No, he jumped to his feet and he started shouting, thou son of David, have mercy on me. If you need a miracle, you let God know it. Come on, I said, you need to let your neighbors know it and you need to let all hell know how desperate you are for your miracle. If you say, well, I'm shy, well, you're not going to get your breakthrough. I'm not shy when God starts to bless me. I'm not shy when breakthrough comes. When I need a miracle, all of heaven will hear, I need a miracle. And when the miracle comes, all of heaven, listen, it's time that we stop being afraid of testifying about the goodness of God. Revelation says we have overcome through the blood of the Lamb and through the word of our testimony. If you believe it, come on, give him a shout of praise. We need to testify about his goodness. So Jesus says that my words are spirit and they are life. When the word of God proceeds, it produces life. Now, we all know this chapter, but I'm going to read this prophetically to people that wants to hear me. For those of you who's just here for a good time, good for you. For those of you who came for your breakthrough, this word is for you. The Bible says that God announced that there will be a drought on planet Earth. For those of you who do not understand, when it's a drought, it means you don't eat as nicely as you always did. The portions are smaller. Many people think that the drought means that there's simply just no food. No, remember, there was a season where food was gathered. So the consumption would have been smaller than usual because now there's a drought and we're not sure when it's going to rain again. So we are not sure when provision will come again. We are not sure when breakthrough will come and we will eat our portions again. Thank God when the drought comes, we don't have a problem. My wife and I, we eat very little. We don't care about food much. I'm going to struggle with the peppermint crisp talk, but... So here's a drought on planet Earth, and Elijah declared this drought, and we all know that God provided for Elijah. Who believes that, by the way? God provided for Elijah. Every day, a raven came. The scripture says, now, what I love about the portion of scripture, you can study this in the book of 1 Kings. The Bible speaks about when, and I'm going to get back to this one now in chapter 18, but it speaks about the drought that was on planet Earth, and after the drought, we see that there was fire. Say fire.
Fire.
And after the fire, there was water. Say water.
Water.
So the first thing is first that God says, I'm announcing a drought. There's going to be a drought on planet Earth. And I like the faith of Elijah. You see, any person that walks by faith is not moved by what they see. We are people that walk by insight and not by eyesight. Come on, I say we are people that walk by insight. We walk by a knowing. What's the knowing? The knowing that we know that he who has promised is faithful to fulfill his word over my life. I want to say this to you, and I'm going to declare this. The end of January, the last weekend of January, we're going to have a breakthrough conference. This is what God said to me. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'm telling you, there's people sitting here that you are paying off on houses. I trust God that you will have no more debt. That God will do something supernatural for you in this month. That this month will be the month that will be recorded in the record books where God has came through for you as the God of breakthrough. Who believes that my God is able to do that right now? If you believe that, come on. If you believe it, give Him a shout and say, Lord, I take it. For me and my house, I take it. Now, you better get ready for this. So the drought was there, but God sustained Elijah through the drought. And then the prophets of Baal came, and Elijah challenged them, and he called fire down from heaven, and fire came down, and what did he do? It consumed the sacrifice, and he killed them. He killed those prophets. And then after the drought, and after the fire, God announced to him, he said, you speak the word, and rain will come. Because the scripture says that there was not rain until Elijah spoke a word. But Elijah had a revelation in the Old Testament that the words of God are spirit and they are life. Elijah knew that in the Old Testament, whatever I declare, please take note. Elijah didn't go on a 7-day fast. He spoke out of his knowing. You can only release faith when you start to understand the perfect will of God. Many people say, I live in faith, but your faith is not attached to the perfect will of God. The perfect will of God is to sustain His people. Jesus is a blesser. God says in Deuteronomy 8:18, remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the power to get wealth. What did He say? Remember the Lord your God. Why does He say that? He says, so when you become successful, it's not because of your greatness, it's not because of what you've achieved in life, but it's because of my faithfulness, it's because of my great grace. So He's a blesser. Who believes that my God is a blesser? He's a blessing God. And I want to say this before I'm going to get back to this. Many people don't get breakthrough because they have never had a revelation of Him as a God who is a breakthrough God. I know in today's society, everybody wants to be blessed. Everybody wants to hear that how much God blessed them. But if you don't live the life, there's no breakthrough. You have to live the life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the other things shall be added unto who? Unto you. All the other things shall be added unto you. But you have to do something. You have to seek Him. You have to seek Him. Your husband cannot seek Him for you. You have to seek Him for yourself. You have to seek His righteousness. What does it mean? It means that I need to be in right standing with my Father. Whatever pleases Him, I will do. In actual fact, I pray this morning that everything that God hates, He will rip it out of your heart and He will show you that He hates that. Come on, it's time when people say, Lord, here's my body, here's my tongue, here's my mind, here's my eyes. Use it for your glory. And if there's anything, Lord, that you disapprove, remove it out of my life. This is a simple fact. Well, you can believe it or not, it's biblical. He says, seek the kingdom of God first and he will add everything that you need. Who needs a breakthrough in this place? Lift your hand. If you seek him, it is yours. As simple as that. I say this publicly. Vessel to Brain approves this message. You can't live like Satan and think that when you declare breakthrough, it's going to come. No, you're going to get a flu. That's the only thing you're going to get is the flu. You're not going to get breakthrough. Breakthrough belongs to those who seek him, who seek after his heart, after his righteousness. You know what I love? You know what I love? When Moses said, show me your glory, I want to see your presence. You know what the word presence means? It means face. Stop hiding your face from me. I want to see you face to face. He says, I will reveal myself to those who loves me. If you love God, you live in righteousness. Oh, come on, somebody. So here the scripture says the following. Verse 41, this is chapter 18, verse 41. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink. For there is the sound of the abundance of rain. Now hang on a moment. We missed this. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink. For there is the sound of the abundance of rain. I thought there was a drought. This means there was food. But the portions were small. It means there was not enough. Please say not enough. But that's not my God. My God is Jehovah Jireh. My God is more. I said my God is more than enough. He's not El Gedbai, he's El Shaddai. Many people think that we serve El Gedbai or El Cheapo. El Shaddai. It means the God of plenty. So here's Elijah going to Ahab. He says, brother, go eat and drink. Why did he say that? In other words, he says, you have been going through a drought where you just made it through. You just had the scraps. But I tell you right now, go and take whatever you want, for there is the sound of the abundance of rain. So what he's actually saying is, go eat what you want. Rain is coming. There's another provision for another year. So here's Elijah teaching Ahab, our God is a God of breakthrough, a God of more than enough. Who hears me in this place? And here's the powerful part. Oh, I like this one. Have you noted that the scripture says there was no cloud in the sky? If we walk out of this place right now and there's no clouds in the sky, and I tell you there's a big thunderstorm coming, most of you are going to say this guy has lost it. The Bible says there was no cloud in the sky. Because when Elijah prayed, he asked his servant, what do you see? He said, I see nothing. Who remembered that? The servant came back again. He said, what do you see? And I see nothing. Elijah was not praying, as I always teach, but for the sake of new people. Elijah was not praying, oh God, let a cloud appear. Elijah was praying, God, open my servant's eyes. Let him see what I see. Let him see what I see. But here's the great part, and this is how I'm teaching you faith right now. Please tell your neighbor he's teaching me faith right now. He says, go up, eat and drink, for there's the sound. There's not the sight, there's the sound. I'm going to try it again. He didn't say there's the sound of the cloud, he said there's the sound. Now how is there a sound of the abundance of rain without clouds? Oh, you need clouds to hear thunder, baby. I don't need to see a cloud in the natural to declare rain is coming. I need to hear the sound. I need, my spirit man needs to hear. I said, my spirit man needs to hear. And when your spirit man, when you hear, you will see. Oh, hallelujah. You hear the sound, you see the clouds, and then you eat the abundance of the ground. That's faith. Very, very, very quiet in this place this morning. I think people are still thinking about all their problems. How tired they still are. If you can hear the sound. I said, can you hear the sound? Have you noticed that the Bible says, this is powerful, Elijah said, go up, eat and drink, for there's the sound of the abundance of rain. I like that word, abundance of rain. He didn't say he's going to drip a little bit. He says, abundance of rain is coming. More than enough rain is coming. More than enough rain is coming. He didn't see it. in the book of Acts chapter 2, they didn't see it, they heard it first. There came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind. After they were hearing it, they were seeing it. It was visible upon them. The scripture says, like tongues, divided tongues upon their heads. Each a fire set upon each of them. And then the scripture says they went out and they were healing the sick and healing the oppressed, for God was with them. That's powerful. You see, this is how breakthrough works. The effect of breakthrough is that you have to hear it first. This is why it's very important to stay close to the one who feeds your faith. If you surround yourself with people who's negative all day long, and I want to tell our generation, my generation, it's time that you grow up spiritually. It's time that you grow up. Let's just say it as it is. We've got some people that has been in ministry for, or not ministry rather, but they've been serving God for years. And they know what it means. They know what loyalty means. But then you get a generation, my generation, who's so disloyal that when you want loyalty from my generation, you have to buy a dog. And this is why my generation doesn't see the power of God that like they ought to. You can say, Vessel, you judge. Show me in our generation, there's generational gaps. Where's the 50s evangelists, the revivalists? Come on, I'm speaking to you about the A.A. Allens. Where's the Jack Coates? Where's the William Branhams? In that era where God was working through them. My God, if you read the life of Maria Woodruff Etter, she would preach with the power of God, and she will froze up. They'd say she will froze up for half a day. And as she frozes up, they say that the people in the neighborhoods were frozen up in their homes, falling prostrate and seeing visions and glimpses of heaven. What do we see? We see none, because we are not a generation who sold out. I declare this as a servant of God. You better hear me. The day is coming in this house where we will have services continuously where the outpouring of His Spirit will come. For I hear the sound. My God. Where's the Smith Wigglesworths? As he got onto a boat, people are begging him, just get off this boat. Your very presence makes me want to give my life to Christ. But today we are so afraid of offending people. I don't care if I offend you, as long as I don't offend the Spirit of God. Wake up, church! Wake up, church! If you preach the heart's message, they don't come back to your church. So what? We need God. We need to serve Him. Not when your business is falling apart and when your marriage is on the rocks. You serve Him because you love Him. You cannot live without Him. And I say this, I will never change this message. If you don't serve Jesus wholeheartedly, there's a hell that will invite you in. Not everybody that dies goes to heaven. That's bull twang. There's a hell. There's a hell for those who reject Christ. And rejecting Christ doesn't mean, it means that there's people, listen, there's so many Christians that's lost without Jesus. So many Christians that denies Him. And yet, when the breakthrough needs to come, oh God help me, where were you when it was well? Where were you when everything was peaceful at your house? It's time, Church of the Living God, that we ask God. Otherwise, we'll become like Australia, New Zealand. We'll become like Europe. I've been to all those places preaching the gospel. When I hit my foot on New Zealand's soil, they told me the first thing they said, we don't need God as much as you guys because we've got money. That's what they said to us. You can ask my wife, that's what they said. In Australia, New Zealand, and Europe, it's dead. It's dead. I was threatened with my life in Europe. There's Christians in China that needs to read their Bibles and remember it word for word, because this Bible is illegal. In more than 50 countries, it's illegal. They kill people because of this word. We have it freely, but we don't want to use it. We don't want to read the word. When I get filled with this word, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When this word is consumed in my spirit, this is only then. This is why Elijah didn't have to fast for 7 days to find out if this is God's perfect will. A man that walks with God. You know the will of God. This is why you can declare and decree, and God will establish it for you. If you believe it, give Jesus a shout of praise. But my generation needs to wake up. My generation needs to wake up. I'm not speaking to the older people. I'm speaking about my generation. My generation thinks that when you lay hands on them once, they've got the anointing of God, and then they run off and they buy a speaker and they start their own ministry and they make a mess of it, and everybody judges the church. You can't afford to miss the next one. 10 a.m. You know, your life will never be the same after the 10 o'clock service. You mark my words. Irwin, your life will never be the same again. Your life will never be the same again after the 10 o'clock service. Who believes me? Who believes me? Your lives will never be the same again after the 10 o'clock service. Something God showed me last night. Oh my God, I'm ready. I said, I am ready. We have to decide this morning. Who do we serve? Who do we serve? You know, we are hurting a person. I said to God, do I have time? Yes, I have time. I can preach until 11 o'clock. 10 o'clock, people can wait for an hour. I said, God, in ministry, it's a hard road. Yeah, you better believe me.